State Public Defender Kelly Thompson announced last month that she'd be stepping down from her post. She's leaving next Monday after 12 years leading the State Public Defender's Office. She joined us now to talk about the role of public defenders and issues in the Wisconsin justice system. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Has this been part of your life? Have you worked with a public defender here in Wisconsin? What was that experience like? Do you work in the justice system? What are your thoughts on how we do or don't support public defenders here in the state? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Kelly Thompson is the outgoing Wisconsin State Public Defender. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Robin. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So I understand it was a tough decision. What led you to decide to leave the public defender's office?
It was a very difficult decision for me because I love this job and I love the work. I love the individuals that I get to work with every single day, and I love the clients. But at some point in time, I've been having lots of discussions with different people. This was not a snap decision. This is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and timing just seemed right. We'd finished a budget, and we had a very successful budget for the agency. I've been in the position, as you said, for a long time, and other people need an opportunity. We need to have other voices talking about these issues that I find to be critically important. I think we need to give other people an opportunity to bring their ideas forward and to broaden those discussions. And in our agency, the way that we're set up, we're an independent executive branch agency. We start our budget process early, very, very early. And I thought the individual that was going to be leading the agency should be directly involved in those right from the get-go and should be leading those discussions. And so the timing just seemed right for all of those reasons.
I think we may all have a vague sense of what public defenders do. Can you flesh it out for us a little bit? What is the role of the public defender here in Wisconsin?
Well, the public defender is critically important to the justice system. Those individuals are every single day in our courtrooms representing individuals who have been charged with a crime, whose liberty interests are at stake. And so those attorneys are zealous advocates. They're legal experts that, again, advocate for individuals who represent them. These are individuals who qualify for us. So we have a pretty stringent evaluation process and form. And so if these individuals qualify for a public defender, then we represent that at all stages of that criminal case. So that's talking with the client, working with the client, reviewing evidence, meeting with the prosecutors, looking through all of the information that is there, going in and out of court, working again with that client, meeting with that client continuously to find out what is going on. Witnesses, it's everything that you would think of in a criminal case. Now, we represent the most of our cases are criminal cases, but we do represent in some mental health type cases, mental commitment type cases, and in a couple of other areas. But other than that, really from the juveniles all the way through adults, anybody who's looking at a deprivation of liberty, a due process issue, an individual liberty issue, basically our constitutional rights, if you qualify, then our public defender will be representing you, or a private attorney who takes our overflow and conflict cases.
I've been hearing concerns, I think more than the 12 years you've been in the office, Kelly, that, you know, the State Public Defender's Office isn't funded well enough. It doesn't have the staff or the compensation for those outside attorneys. How have you seen things change over the years?
You know, this is something that we've worked really, really hard on, and it's something that we have not done on our own. And I think that's really important that in Wisconsin, we have a very adversarial court system when you're in the courtroom, but outside of that, we really can work together with our other justice partners. And so Wisconsin, our agency, along with prosecutors, Director of State Courts, Department of Justice, DOJ, have worked really closely together to be able to be supportive of one another's budget items, not all of them, but a lot of the items, so that when we speak with policymakers, whether it's in the governor's office or in the legislature, we're all talking about the same issues, about what we're seeing, that resources are incredibly important in our justice system. And so what happens is we continue to work with these policymakers, and over the years, we have really seen some success. in our budgets, and especially in this last budget. But we've seen success along the way, and that success has come in the way of resources, and it's come in the way of increasing the rate that we pay private attorneys who take our conflict and overflow cases. It was an increase from the starting salary, both for public defenders and prosecutors, and it was an increase in salaries for individuals who are already on staff, both in public defender offices and prosecutor offices, so that we can retain staff, because on both public defenders and the prosecutor side, we're really struggling with recruitment and retention because this work is difficult, long hours, and you know, we just have an extraordinarily overwhelmed criminal justice system. So this last budget was really important, and we saw support from both the governor's office and from the legislature. And I think it really says a lot about this coalition that the justice system was not looked at in a political or partisan way. It was really looked at what we need for individuals that are not only involved directly in the criminal justice system, but their families and our communities.
Kelly Thompson is with us, the outgoing Wisconsin State Public Defender, talking to us about her dozen-year tenure in that position. Coming up, we'll look at wider issues in the criminal justice system. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about the role of the public defender, an experience maybe to share of your own. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're talking with outgoing Wisconsin public defender Kelly Thompson about her time in that position, the state of the public defense system in Wisconsin's courts. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions for our guest. We'll bring on a caller now. Jeff is with us in Madison. Jeff, hi.
Hi. I had a question about, I'm a retired police officer. We would get requests from the prosecutors to clarify things in the report, collect more information. Public defenders do the same, because I never remember anyone ever receiving a request from a public defender.
Interesting, Jeff. Yeah, how does that work, Kelly?
So we give the information in our discovery packets. If we would like additional information from the prosecutor, we usually go right directly to the prosecutors. There's certainly some attorneys that might reach out to law enforcement to get additional information, but we have our own investigators. We have to be very careful that we don't become a conflict in our own cases, that we don't become a witness. So we have investigators that some of them are former retired police officers, and some are not. Some have just a criminal justice background, but we use our own investigators then to go out and look for that additional information in the cases.
Jeff, thanks for the call. And Jeff's question, I think, speaks to a concern, I think, in the criminal justice system, Kelly, that, you know, the balance is weighted sometimes. People might be concerned in the favor of the prosecution. They might have more resources, things like that. Is that a valid concern, do you think?
I think, Rob, you know, as I'm going out, I right now, the fair statement to say is we're all under-resourced. And I'm giving a lot of credit to policymakers. They have been giving resources to everyone. You know, the prosecution side has the burden of proof. So they have a lot of resources with law enforcement assisting them in all different capacities, you know, and obviously very well subject matter experts in those areas. And, you know, our job is to basically put the government to their test. I mean, they recognize that that is our job as public defenders, that we have to make sure that they can prove their case. But our system, and it's not just in Wisconsin, this is nationwide, the entire criminal justice system is overwhelmed. You know, things that just even things that are considered very good. I mean, just think of nowadays with all technology that we have and all the opportunity to get, whether it's, you know, with transparency, all of the body cam and videos, someone has to review that. And that's, you know, the public defender in those individual cases have to review all of that information. So, you know, just the amount of information that is involved in every single case can be overwhelming, and that can be overwhelming for everyone. So, you know, this is a system that we always have to look at resources and where we put our resources. And Wisconsin, quite frankly, we're certainly ahead than other states, but this is an issue that everyone in the justice system, if you had a judge on right now, they would talk about resources. If you had a prosecutor on, they would talk about resources. And as the public defender, I'm talking as well about resources. You know, it's at the local level, everybody really at a policy level really, I think, tries really hard to work together to try and solve big, broad issues. But in those individual cases, it's a lot of work for everyone. And, you know, getting back to what I talked about in the budget, recruitment and retention on all of our sides is so critically important, because when we don't have enough staff, you know, it puts that additional burden on other individuals within the office. And that is, at some point in time, there's just not enough hours in the day for anyone.
I want to touch on one of those wider, bigger picture issues you mentioned, and that's how many people should be incarcerated in prisons in Wisconsin and around the country. That number went way up from the 70s over the next few decades, seems to be going down a little bit now. You've expressed some thoughts on incarceration as part of our justice system, whether it's the best use of our resources. Wondering if you could share some of your thoughts on that.
I don't think it's the best use of our resources at all. I think that we, Wisconsin, we have a strong economy. We're fortunate. We're an older state. We have low unemployment, and we need employees. So if you're looking purely at a fiscal or an employee perspective, we need employees throughout our state. And a number of those individuals who could be potential workers, employees, are sitting in cages around our state. So I think we overuse incarceration. I think everyone's trying to figure out how we can best use our resources. So again, I talked about those statewide coordinating council and those local coordinating councils. Finding alternatives to incarceration is so significantly important. On the front end, finding opportunities to keep people with their families and in the communities, because when we remove an individual from their family and the community, even for a short period of time, their stability is so tenuous, whether it's because they have a part-time job or whatever happens to be going on at that point in time. When we remove them, we have destabilized that individual. We've destabilized their families, and therefore we've destabilized the community. And we've not done what we were hoping or intending to do, which is public safety. It is the criminal justice system is we've asked it to do too much. We're asking everyone, whether I don't care if you're a public defender, the prosecutor, Department of Corrections, Department of Justice, the courts, we've asked the criminal justice system to just do too much. And it is the most expensive and least effective way to handle so many of our mental health issues and our healthcare issues. And yet that's where so many of our individuals are, you know, that's where so many of these issues land, is in the criminal justice system. So if this is an area that I hope to continue to work on, I think we need to be proactive in finding alternatives. Again, I'm going to come back to recruitment and retention. That is in every area and every field. Having those healthcare experts, having mental health experts, substance abuse experts to do a lot of the front end work on this, so that we can keep people, again, in their families, with their children, working and in their communities. I think that's everyone's goal. But when you have a system like ours that's just constantly moving forward and spinning, and people are so busy, it's hard to sit down and find some of those alternatives. We have some great people that are working on it. We really, really do. We have a statewide coordinating council that's right now, it's the Department of Corrections Secretary, as well as the Attorney General that co-chair, and then I sit on the executive committee, but a lot of different people from law enforcement to people in the communities to substance, to subject matter experts. And everyone's looking for solutions. And we just have to continue that, because that's, I think, what we need to do is look for other ways than incarcerating our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and our fathers and our children.
Kelly, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's Kelly Thompson talking to us about her 12 years as the Wisconsin State Public Defender before she officially steps down from the job early next week.